And now this is a dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Crippen, C-R-I, P as in Paul, E-N, Gault, G-A-U-L-T as in today, September 1463, address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Betty, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit August. Under a lot of stress, husband ill, as well as mother. She is helping everybody. She's a retired nurse. She stopped smoking in December. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, a cough from the smoking, but no pyrolem arterial hemoptysis. Review system done being negative. Medication list review, has not been able to afford the FASLO, P-H-O-S-L-O. We are going to replace it with TAMS. Continue vitamin D125. I want to highlight the Lasix, low dose of Norvasc. Next paragraph, present weight 257, previously 241, blood pressure by nurse 142.85. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap. She is tall, large, obese person, no abdominal tenderness. Non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistry, January. Creatinine 1.69 is stable or improved. Present GFR 34 stage 3B. Anormal sodium, potassium, mal metabolic acidosis, anormal nutrition, calcium. Phosphorus, PTH, upper normal, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B to 4, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, stable over time without any progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure in the office, fair. Continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Change to TAMS as a phosphorus binder. Other chemistries are stable. Come back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.